Now, we want to read verse 2. And I saw, as it were, a glassy sea mingled with fire, and them that came off victorious from the wild beast and from his image and from the number of his name, standing by or on the shore of the glassy sea, having harps of God. Now, the glassy sea here mingled with fire is the frightful persecution of the beast during the great tribulation period. This is the period that, as we have seen, that no man could buy nor sell unless he had the mark of the beast. It's going to be very difficult to get things to eat in that day. And that's the reason the Lord Jesus, speaking actually of this period in the Olivet Discourse, said that if you give a cup of cold water in his name, you see, anyone in that day that would give even a cup of cold water to one of the 144,000, his name or his life would be in jeopardy, because the beast would put him to death also for harboring, as he would call it, a criminal. Now, these are difficult days. And again, we ask the question, could anyone make it through? No, not unless they'd been sealed. And multitudes that were not sealed will be the martyrs during this period. And I think a great many of the 144,000 will lay down their life for Jesus. But they are going to be with him, as we've already seen. They're with the Lamb on Mount Zion. Now, we are told here they came off victorious. Now, they not only made it through, but they came off victorious. Now, here are the tribulation saints who have come through the fires of persecution on the earth, yet have not lost their song. They have the harps of God, we're told. And we're going to see in the next couple of verses that they're able to sing and do sing. Now, I'm just wondering, Christian today, none of us are in the great tribulation. If we're a child of God, we're not going through it. Are you having trouble even in these days of keeping from your heart just a little root of bitterness? Paul had that problem, you remember. Be careful, he said, lest a little root of bitterness. And it's so easy for that to happen. Now, maybe this has no application to you whatsoever, but it does have application to me. I know that when I was in my teens, when I was 17 and 18 years old, that's when I made my decision to study for the ministry. And in fact, that's when I came to Christ. And I expected the Christians to be for me, but a very wealthy family in Nashville, and I'm not going into details, that they actually turned against me. I was going with their daughter, and they didn't want a poor preacher in the family. And I want to tell you, a teenage boy feels those things more keenly, I guess. But even to this good day, I have to fight that little root of bitterness against that class of people that treated me so badly in that day. Now, that wasn't tribulation at all. It was a heartbreak, but it wasn't a great tribulation by any means. What about that little root of bitterness today? You having problem with it? I meet many Christians today that they've let that little root of bitterness spoil their lives, and it actually causes them to deteriorate in their Christian life and testimony. I know a Christian family back east, a lovely Christian family, and something happened, and they became very bitter toward another family, and they just wouldn't let go. And that root of bitterness entered into their lives, and I've seen them sit in church, not a one of them smiling. It can ruin your Christian life, friends, but we need to pray in the face of life's circumstances that a root of bitterness will not spring up. It's interesting to see that these tribulation saints who have lived through the great tribulation, they've kept their song. One of our listeners sent me a poem by Robert Browning, and I thought I knew Robert Brown pretty well, but I had never seen this before. I'd like to share it with you. It's on prayer. It says, unanswered yet, faith cannot be unanswered. Her feet were firmly planted on the rock. Amid the wildest storm, she stands undaunted, nor quails before the loudest thunder shocks. She knows omnipotence has heard her prayer and cries, it shall be done sometime, somewhere. Unanswered yet? Nay, do not say ungranted. Perhaps your part is not yet wholly done. The work began when your first prayer was uttered, and God will finish what He has begun. If you will keep the incense burning there, His glory you shall see sometime, somewhere. And friends, in this life that you and I live in today, down here, a little root of bitterness will come in. What do? We need to pray. We need to pray about this thing, I think, more than anything else. If these saints can come through the great tribulation and still sing, I want to say that you and I certainly ought today, maybe not sing with any great ability, but we can have a song in our heart. And we should have, even regardless of circumstances. Now, will you notice the psalmist says to us in Psalm 35, for his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And I've learned this over the years, that God never lets anyone cross your pathway, even an enemy, without it's going to teach you a lesson. That He's permitted it for a purpose. It's for the development of your character. We need to be in prayer today that we not fall into the trap of Satan and lose the joy of our salvation.